At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Simon Marks joins me now. LBC's US correspondent joins me live from Washington, D.C., where it's been a pretty significant day, Simon, in the congressional hearings on the 6th of January Capitol building riots. What have we learnt today? Good evening.
Certainly has been. Evening to you, Ben. It certainly has been another extraordinary day. This was the fourth public hearing held by the House of Representatives Select Committee that is investigating the insurrection on Capitol Hill on January the 6th of last year by Donald Trump's conspiracy theory believing supporters. Unlike the first day, which of course was broadcast in prime time to the country, it took place during daytime here, so we'll have had a much smaller television audience, but nonetheless it heard some pretty extraordinary testimony as the committee sought to completely dismantle Donald Trump's contention that the 2020 presidential election was rigged. And it did it through the testimony of a variety of people, many of them Republicans, who found themselves at odds with the former president, and they included Rusty Bowers. He is the speaker of the House of Representatives in Arizona, the Arizona State Assembly, who absolutely refused continuing efforts by Donald Trump to persuade him to say that the election in Arizona had been rigged.
Anywhere, anyone, anytime has said that I said the election was rigged, that would not be true.
And when the former president in a statement today claimed that you told him that he won Arizona, is that also false?
That is also false.
That's Congressman Adam Schiff of California there, quoting a statement that Donald Trump put out as the testimony was underway on Capitol Hill, in which he accused Rusty Bowers of being a Republican in name only, a rhino, and claimed that Mr. Bowers had told him that he, Donald Trump, had won Arizona and Joe Biden had lost. Rusty Bowers pushed back against that, as you heard there, and in a separate part of his testimony, he became pretty emotional as he explained why he absolutely refused, as he saw it, efforts that were being made to get him to break the oath of office that he had sworn when he became Speaker of the Arizona House of Representatives.
On more than one occasion throughout all this, that has been brought up, and it is a tenet of my faith that the Constitution is divinely inspired, of my most basic foundational beliefs. And so for me to do that because somebody just asked me to is foreign to my very being. I will not do it.
We heard from another Republican, Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State in Georgia. You may remember that he's the man who was on the phone with Donald Trump when President Trump asked him if he could just go and find another 12,000 votes so that Donald Trump could be declared the winner in the state of Georgia. Brad Raffensperger testified that 3 separate recounts yielded evidence that Joe Biden had won the state.
Upon the election being certified, President Trump, because he was within 0.5%, could ask for a recount. And then we recounted him again through the scanners, and we got remarkably the same count. 3 counts, all remarkably close, which showed that President Trump did come up short.
And in many ways, the most compelling testimony of the day came from an election worker. Her name is Shay Moss. She was involved in working ahead of the election day itself to distribute leaflets and ballot papers to people in the state of Georgia. She was also in one of the vote counting centers. After images of her in that vote counting center appeared in video that was distributed by Rudy Giuliani and a host of President Trump's other absolutely failed legal eagles as they sought to prove in court that the election had been rigged, she testified about the threats of violence that were unleashed against her and members of her own family.
Yes, a lot of threats. wishing death upon me, telling me that, you know, I'll be in jail with my mother, and saying things like, be glad it's 2020 and not 1920. That's, yeah.
Were a lot of these threats and vile comments racist in nature?
A lot of them were racist. A lot of them were just hateful. But yes, sir.
And if you're wondering why ginger peppermints are trending on American Twitter tonight, it's because when she was asked what she was seen on video passing, being passed by her mother in one of those videos captured by security cameras on election night at a counting center, Rudy Giuliani had asserted that her mother was passing her a USB drive that was allegedly central to her efforts to defraud the state of Georgia on election night. Well, it turns out that her mother, who was sitting right behind her, had actually passed her a ginger mint.
Simon, fascinating. I know you'll keep us updated on that. Now, elsewhere, a little bit of breaking news this evening about the comedian Bill Cosby. Had his sexual assault conviction declared void a year ago. Today, the outcome of another trial has been delivered. What's happened?
Yes, and this is a reminder that Bill Cosby might be free, but he's not entirely out of the legal woods, because this was a lawsuit that was brought against him in the state of California by a woman who claims that she was assaulted by Bill Cosby in 1975, when, as a teenager, she accepted his invitation to go to the Playboy Mansion with him. The jury has voted as the verdict has been in her favor, and the jury has awarded her $500,000 of damages that Bill Cosby is going to have to pay. Now, you may wonder why, given that all of this took place in 1975, it wasn't covered by the statute of limitations that, of course, has prevented a number of other women from taking legal action against Mr. Cosby. And the answer to that is because she made the complaint in 1975. So this complaint had been on the books throughout all of those years. And as a result, her lawyers were able successfully to pursue this lawsuit in California. There may be more to come.
But he won't have to go to prison again because it's a civil trial. Is that right?
Absolutely. This is all civil litigation. Very similar, if you like, to the litigation that we saw between the Duke of York and Virginia Giuffre. No risk of jail time arising from this at all.
Simon, thank you so much. Always an absolute pleasure to speak to you. Simon Marks there, LBC's US correspondent, joining us live from Washington, D.C.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.